podcast listener. Looking for a short podcast that's fun, upbeat, and that talks about love and dating during quarantine in a way that makes you smile? Well, we recommend checking out Love on Lockdown, a podcast by Match. Tune in for love. You can listen to Love on Lockdown wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Love on Lockdown by Match.
If you could decide to be anyone, would you pick you? Why not someone more attractive, with less baggage? Why be yourself when you can be perfect? The author who brought you How Do You Like Me Now returns with her highly anticipated new novel. Described by Dolly Alderton as a thoughtful, intelligent, urgent novel women need to read. Pretending by Holly Bourne. Out now in hardback, ebook, and audio.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors, the Bay Area Betches.
Betches!
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchels! Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Nobody socks it to us like Amy Soccarellis.
Whoops, it's Nancy Oakes.
Don't return to sender, it's Lauren Fender.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
He makes us squee, it's Richie D. Ashley Schiavone, she don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
One day you're Rachel's in, and the next day you're out.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch. Higher than high res, it's Lauren Perez.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Just saying, okay? Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers,
she ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar.
Oops, she did it again, it's Brittany Montano.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie. Let's take off with Tamala Plain.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
The incredible edible Matthew sisters.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Always ready for Nicole Passaretti.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Simple as rocket science, it's Dana Easy.
It's Lourdes, the Lourdes of the Rings.
Let's rev our pistons for Amanda and Kristen.
Is a frog's ass watertight? It's Rose and Sadie.
No one can do it like Andrea Jewett.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD. Let's give them a kissa. It's Austin and Marissa. Nancy, cease and desisto.
We will, Joanna Rockland you.
I take the fifth with Dana Smith.
We love you guys. Well, hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, guys. It's me, Ronnie, and that's Ben over there. Hi, Ben.
Hi, how are you?
Sup, brah?
Sup.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Wednesday. It's Vanderpump Rules Day. Before we get onto it, just a few plugs for you and for us. Go watch our Crappens On Demand videos. This week, we're going to do Real Housewives of Beverly Hills and Real Housewives of New York over on Crappens On Demand. You find that at Patreon at the $5 level. All of our bonuses this month were dedicated to Tiger King, so if you like that, go check it out. There's videos as well as audios, okay? And I think that's it for that. Let's do some small business shout-outs. Ben?
Yeah, I've got one from Allison, who she says that she wants to pass along a small business that she loves. It's her sister's business. Her sister owns a nail and facial salon that has a full bar and is in an adorable town right outside of Chicago. She's been in business for 13 years and is definitely feeling the impact of what's been going on right now. Her business is in the town of Glen Ellyn, Illinois, and that is an Ellen with a Y, E-L-L-Y-N. And her company and her website is www.cosmosbeautybar.com, and the Instagram is instagram.com/cosmosbeautybar. And so go check it out, and hopefully they offer some nice online services. It's interesting to see how all these businesses are adapting. And I worry about nail salons, actually. You know, I feel like people who work at nail salons already are sort of like really a little underpaid. And so now with this whole thing, it's I just feel really bad for all the you know, nail salon workers, etc. So go check out cosmosbeautybar.com.
And Natalia is sending her gym, Pounds Gym. It's spelled LBS, Pounds. So I guess it's LBS or Pounds, however you want to say it. They are offering $15 a week unlimited workouts. The instructors each record a workout, and then they post it on their Facebook page. And sometimes they can even go live, and you guys can all tune in with them. Her favorite is Nicole's Express Circuit, okay? So to find them, go to facebook.com/LBS Circuit Training. Or you can go to poundslbscircuittrainingtoledo.com.
Woo! And now let's talk about another small business. The small business of running the Sir Empire.
Ooh! Goat cheese, vanilla envelopes. I don't know why I said vanilla. You tell me about a gym and all I think about is cake. I'm sorry.
Vanilla envelopes sound delicious. You know, I turned on the TV this morning to watch this show to recap for right now at this moment. And I turned on the TV and literally Deep Impact was just starting. And I was like, this is a great metaphor for what's going on with this show, Deep Impact. I mean, this is like, it's like I feel like the Sir Asteroid is hurtling towards Earth. And we're all just going to be killed at some point because this show has just gotten just so catastrophically dull. It's like an asteroid of dullness that is coming at us.
It's like an epilogue, you know, like when you watch a movie and then the movie ends and they're like, you know, 4 years later, look at everybody being happy. And then you kind of see the asteroid out in the, you know, like for the sequel, like maybe you'll see a glimmer of the asteroid out. That's what's happened. Like everybody's happy. And this is one big long epilogue of watching them all just like happily fuck each other and, you know,
yeah,
eat tuna sandwiches and stay in bed. Okay, listen, that's great. Okay, I want the movie. I want to rewind to the movie. You better be fucking somebody else, Bo. I'll tell you that much right now. Okay, Bo better be ready to fuck Kristen immediately.
Well, you know, I'll tell you one thing that I had forgotten about Deep Impact is that it pretty much starts with like a scientist in a in like an observatory alone late at night, eating a piece of pizza, listening to music, having a great time. And then suddenly his little computer is like, danger, there's a comet. And he's like, oh, shit, there's a comet. And he tries to tell people, but like the server's down. So he saves the data on a floppy disk, which is hilarious. And he takes a floppy disk. And then he gets into his car with a big cell phone and starts driving down this perilous cliff to be like, I gotta rush somewhere to tell people that there's an asteroid coming. But because he's on his phone trying to tell someone, he veers into the other lane and a truck drives him off the road and he crashes and explodes. And I was like, this is the metaphor. This is the Vanderpump Rules metaphor. Outdated technology, which is basically Sir, or various faces. And like danger, and the audience is just like watching, thinking it's just we're gonna have a lovely night, but there's an asteroid coming. I don't know what the metaphor is, to be honest, but it just feels like there's one in there.
Really?
And I'm just
God
gonna speak
it,
until
Ben.
We find one.
But,
we speak
God
until
it.
We find
I
one.
I was going with you. I was like, oh, I can't wait to learn what this metaphor is.
No, the metaphor is that like someone tried to warn us.
Don't talk on the phone while you drive.
Don't talk on the phone while you're shooting a reality show.
Yeah, this show is basically somebody on their phone while they drive right now. That's what it is. They're weaving all over the road. They're in your way. You're
trying
like, God damn
it. World.
Yeah, I'm trying to get somewhere. And they're like, what? I'm on the phone.
Yeah. The point is, it's just not in a very good place. It's basically in the place of a scientist who was just exploded in his car while trying to save the world. That's where the show is right now.
Deep Impact.
Yeah, boring impact.
Oh, so I noticed something. How come in that very this is how great the episode is. By the way, this recap is going to be 5 minutes. So
yeah,
why is it that in the opening, you know, when they, it's like blah, 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 and everybody's spilling drinks all over the place and shit.
Yeah.
Okay, and then it ends with them in the class photo. How is it that Lisa Vanderpump is the only one with wind in her hair? I mean, it's amazing. Is that special effects, or do they just have like a little fan that's very high powered and far away that's only hitting her?
I think it's special effects.
It's amazing.
Or it's like, it's like those weird photos that somehow like, you ever see those photos where there's like swirling effects to them? There's almost like water behind them.
Yes.
You know, they're almost, I Yeah.
I want to make Watch What Crappens posters like that. It's like we're in a picture and we're still, but then, you know, I'm winking.
Yeah.
They're
like,
wow, like why is Ronnie winking? Yeah.
I would like to have a portrait. I think each of us should have a portrait, but a haunted house portrait where like the eyes will follow you.
Yeah.
And then maybe we might like change expressions behind your back. I would love that.
But I'm going to have like an opposite one where I'm never looking at you. Not you personally, but like the viewer, you know, I'm always looking away. Like you can look at it head on and I'll still like look away. Like,
and I'll have a very high, ruffly collar, like Lisa Vanderpump. I'll have like a George Washington collar and maybe be in a powdered wig.
Okay, the point is, Kristen is dating someone worth $20 million. Do we know this?
Yes.
Do you know this?
No.
Okay,
Here's the Kristen.
Here's the Kristen gossip. So, I was in my office, otherwise known as my bed. Okay. And I heard ding ding, very important news. And I looked at my phone, and Kristen is so mad because she was running errands and she was wearing like a jumpsuit kind of thing. They're kind of like those 50s mom pants where people pull them all the way up to right under their boobs or whatever. And, you know, high waisted, I guess is what I'm trying to say. Like these tight little pants. And she has like a little pooch or whatever. Who cares? She has like a body, a normal body, a stomach, people. They're called stomachs. And some paps took a picture of her and was like, is Kristen pregnant? And I'm just laughing because that's like the most awkward thing ever, you know? We've all been there. And she's, I'm asked if I'm pregnant constantly.
And so is Katie by James.
I've still got one of my nieces convinced that I am pregnant long term with a baby named Felicia, like my little sister.
Okay.
So anyway, she got really pissed and she's like, listen here, reality blurb. Ugh, fuck you. Go fuck yourself. Ugh. And like told them off on Twitter and stuff. And then the rest of that article. So, of course, I had to read the article. So I went to read the article and it was like, oh, she's running errands with her new boyfriend who's worth $20 million.
Yeah, oh,
you go, girl. So what if Kristen ends up being the richest one out of all these snotty bitches? Do you think they'll start talking to her again?
Of course. Of course they will. Once Kristen is like, I got a PJ too. I want her to show up next season in a large like dynasty hat, like like Joan Collins walking into that courtroom. I want her to just be like a big hat, big shoulder pads, like a big white top with big black buttons on it. And like a little veil on that hat and just be just rich and snooty. And that's what I want for my Kristen.
Yeah, like a feather boa. I want her to come into Sir like, hey, Diana, ugh, darling, ugh.
Yeah.
Remember when I told you to suck a dick? Well, now I order you to suck a dick because I own all of these restaurants, ugh.
And another thing, you're all fired, ugh.
You're all fired, ugh.
I would love that if like next season begins with Kristen taking a seat down with at Lisa Vanderpump's table and being like, I'm rich now and I'm buying Sir. Ugh. It's like a hostile takeover. And then just like 20 seconds of them staring at each other. Ugh, that'd be great.
I'm going to rename this restaurant Stupid Ugh, really?
For today's special, we have a seriously in a sauce of seriously.
We have a seriously sea bass, so.
But seriously. So this episode opens up with Stassi and Bo, and they're looking through telescopes, and Stassi sees a crazy-sized star in the sky and is like, this is cute. I love that we're on this date. Sorry, guys. I mixed up my deep impact notes again. Sorry.
Yeah, so Stassi comes home guilty after acting like a complete jackass in the last episode, screaming, I feel so embarrassed and so weird. I can't believe you are doing this to me right now. So she comes in with the worst mac and cheese ever made. I'm sorry. I know this is going to start fights with you guys out there, because I know some of you love this, but this shit is terrible. This is it Amy's? Is that what it's called?
It looked like it said Annie's. I know is that it did not say K-R-A-F-T, okay?
Oh, it's terrible, Annie. It's terrible. I don't care what anybody says. I used to get that when I had mac and cheese cravings from the Whole Foods, and you get it from Whole Foods, and it's like, oh, it's so much healthier because it's from Whole Foods. It still tastes like you're eating pure cancer, okay? It's cancer noodles. I'm not,
cancer,
gross.
Yeah.
Plastic noodles. No, Annie. Yeah. No.
No, it should be craft. I feel like you either go all the way into craft or you do it yourself, but there's no in between. Unless you do Stouffer's Frozen, which is arguably maybe the best of all.
Yes. So she brings in some, you know, I'm sorry, mac and cheese. She brings in some sorry, I'm sorry, mac and cheese, and makes it for him to apologize.
You know what? I wrote in Stassi brought apology mac and cheese. That's so funny. We've learned how to label our foods the same way.
Yeah. And she's like, sorry, it was just misdirected anger for all that nothing that Kristen has done to me.
Yeah. Enjoy a lifetime of misdirected anger, Bo, because this is what's happening. So then Bo is like, so Stassi's making this mac and cheese and she's apparently doing it wrong. Bo is silently judging her and he's like, you gonna add some salt to that? And she takes like a tiny little like pinch and puts it in there. I'm like, that is not enough. That is not enough, especially because you know that Annie's is probably an undersalted brand to start with.
Mm-hmm. And she's like, well, I'm glad that you're forgiving me so that we can go mausoleum shopping together. So they're going to do that. So then we go over to Peter, who's in this weird mood this season where everything he does is like, hi, I'm Pete. It's like he's turning into a next door neighbor dad.
You know? Yeah, I feel like he's the host on a sitcom or he's like in Casablanca or something. The guy who runs the restaurant, Sam, is that his name? I don't know. But the point is, he is just like very sitcom-y. He's very like Disney family, like the guy who runs the diner and the kids come in and so he says, okay, so who wants what? Let me guess. Hot dogs? Okay, I'll be right back.
Yeah. Someone needs to run this place. So Dana's asking him, is it Dana? Oh no, Danica.
Danica.
God damn it. Danica's like, I got socks. Yeah, I got some socks for softball, and I got them at a sex toy store. So, you gonna play? He's like, yeah, I'll play, because I need some sex toys.
Yeah, I had forgotten that there was going to be a softball game this episode. The dreaded Bravo... The dreaded Bravo, like, intramural... stretch this footage episode, which is what we saw it on Atlanta. We see it on a lot of these shows when there's a softball game or a kickball game or some sort of silly competition to find out who's better than what. And like literally no one on the show, in the audience, literally no one cares except for like maybe Andy Cohen, I don't know, but like it is like it's whenever these episodes pop up, it's just like a nightmare.
Yeah, and it actually turned out to be one of the best parts of the episode, which is, I mean, sad. So then we go.
Wait,
over...
let's also talk about Brett. Brett had his mind blown in the scene. We like cut over to him, and he goes, "These napkins are like really stiff." I'm like, wow, wow, Brett. Like he's like, it's a big moment for him today. Stiff
way
napkins.
To prove you've never folded a napkin at this restaurant, Brett.
Yeah.
And Peter goes up to Dana and he's like, oh, do you know where table 14 is? And she goes, yeah. And he goes, oh, okay. All right. Well, glad we had this talk.
That's great. So now we go over to Tom and Ariana's house and Sandoval is vacuuming their couch with this like Ghostbusters kind of vacuum. It's like a proton pack. So he's very excited about that.
Want to have a vacuum competition, bro? I vacuum better than you, dude.
So Schwartz comes over, and they basically talk about softball. And then James comes, and they're going to practice in the backyard. And James is sober, but he's so sober that he's cracked out. I'm not really sure what's happening. I think it's one of those people that becomes sober and then just seems like a cokehead because you've never seen him sober before. Not really sure what's
probably.
Happening.
Yeah, I think he's just so excited to be shooting, you know, like, you know, just to be in front of the camera that he gets to be part of this softball game.
Yeah.
So
it reminds me of Absolutely Fabulous because he comes in. He's like, I am so sober. I've never been this sober. It is amazing. I played a show the other day and I got off stage and I could like feel the energy, bro. I could feel the energy. And you just need Adina to come up and hand him a glass of champagne. I mean, like, all right, sweetie. All right. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. It's all done, down. You know, never another sober day in his life.
Yeah. So they're getting ready for the big game. And by the way, and Schwartz is like, wow, oh, you look so fresh and clean. You look amazing. Unlike me, I just swam in a river for old time's sake. It turns out it wasn't a river. It was just a gutter behind the Vons. Oh, God.
So they go out to practice in the back and What happens? That's all I have,
then,
really.
Nothing. Then Stassi and Bo, they just, like, literally are throwing a ball around. So then Stassi and Bo, they are at the graveyard, and they're looking at mausoleums and stuff. And Stassi is like, did you lock the car? Because I do not want a spirit hijacking my car. I'm like, first of all, I feel like that's what she would want. Second of all, I can't even imagine the poor spirit that's like, okay, finally, it's my chance to get out of this graveyard. I'm going to hop in this, like, BMW SUV, and then, like, it turns on the radio, and it's just, like, nothing but Les Mis music playing. It's like, you know what? I'm going to stay in the graveyard.
I know. It's the most depressing shit ever. It's like, oh, God. Now I have to listen to, you know, some Parisian hooker being, you know, abused.
he's like, I'm trying to get away from Eponine right now.
If I have to hear A Little Fall of Rain one more time, I'm going to rehang myself. So they're in the Hollywood Cemetery, which I know as the Dollar Movie Theater, basically,
yeah.
Because that's the only reason I ever go there, is to watch movies in the summertime. And
because they project movies on like a giant mausoleum wall. We should let people know, because it's like people will be like, wait, what? What are you talking about? You see movies at the cemetery?
Sick fuck.
you sick bastard. That's why that ghost probably wants to hijack the car. The ghost is tired of all these like basic Hollywood people coming in and picnicking on top of their caskets and watching, you know, like, I don't know, The Breakfast Club on, you know, like, that's the last thing the ghost wants. The ghost's like, you know what? I'm sick of this.
Yeah.
I've had rosé spilled on my grave too many times. I'm leaving.
Yeah, I've had it with movies from the 80s, all right? So yeah. They're walking around, and Stassi's like, you're lucky that we're doing this, because you'll know that I'm taken care of. So then the rest of your life, you don't have to worry about it. You can just mourn when I die. And he's like, jeez. It's like, well, you're not marrying again. Fucking kill
He's like,
you.
Can I mourn while you're alive? Is that okay? So... She's like, oh my God, look at that old timey writing. I love that. He goes, it's called Latin. She goes, ah, whatever.
So he's had his friend Rob come hide the ring somewhere in here.
My God, Rob can hide a ring in like 7 minutes or less.
Which sounds like a terrifying and stupid idea in the Hollywood Cemetery. Yeah. Look, I mean, if anything is going to get stolen, it's going to be that thing, and it's going to be there. Okay.
Yeah. 100%. But somehow it's not stolen. And so they take a seat on this bench, and Bo is like, oh, I wonder what that is. Because it's like in this, it's like not in a traditional box. It's almost like, it almost looks like a tiny little pagoda. And so he's like, I wonder what that is. And Stassi's like, oh, I wonder, is that like one of those things that like dead people, like those bells that they would have to ring in case they were like buried alive? They have to ring the bells, but they were like coming out alive. Like, do you think it's one of those? And he's like, I'm trying to propose to you. Oh my God, is this a ring? Is this like one of those rings that like dead people wear to show that they're like really dead and the spirit casts a spirit aside? It's your engagement ring. Oh my God, is this like an engagement ring that ghosts use to keep away the spirits, or like the bad spirits? That way the dark passenger doesn't come and attack them and the corpse like, I am trying to propose to you.
This is going to be the most touching story when they tell their kids. So we were in a graveyard. And then, you know, I found like a little dead person bell. And then I turned it to your mom and she said, shut the fuck up. And then I said, you want to get married?
Yeah.
Aww.
And she doesn't even say yes. She goes, oh my God, oh my God. And then just grabs the ring. Like, my precious. She's like, oh yeah, by the way, yes. Yes, I am.
Yeah. So we get a little clip montage of their whirlwind romance where he's like, you dick punched my heart, bro. And then they're like, there have been good times and there have been bad times. And then it shows yesterday.
Yeah, literally.
He's like, now literally, it's behind us. I mean, the bad times, they're behind us, not far behind us. But hey, you know.
Yeah, there've been good times. You see him in the dinosaur costume, and bad times. Stassi 2 minutes ago in the car. I dreamed a dream. He's like, oh no.
Let's see. So he tells her that Lisa invited them over and she's opening up her home and stuff. And Katie and Schwartz help. So let's call Katie and Schwartz.
Yeah. Well, they actually call Katie and Lala, I think. So, she's like, you know, it's so funny. Stassi's like, you know, it's so funny. Katie, you were so mean. And I was wondering, like, why was she being so mean about me, be it about this all summer long? And Katie's like, I'm always mean. What are you talking about?
I know. I was actually mad that they had that over the phone so we couldn't make a meme out of that and just have that for the rest. I just need that in my life. Katie just saying, I'm always mean. That's it.
Yeah. It was actually the nicest thing she's ever said.
Yeah. Yeah. Katie actually had a good episode, which made me feel weird. You know shit's going wrong when I'm like, wow, Katie's not so bad. So then we get a Robin ripoff. Trixie Monocle didn't even bother coming to work today. She's like, just play Robin. Just play Robin until the last bar, then play it backwards. All right? Busy. I'll be outside smoking.
I'm in an apps thinking, wait, buy my set. Whoa, whoa, wee.
Wow, that was really good, actually.
That was hard.
Dancing on my one.
Moving to a beat solely.
So over at Villa Rosa, Vanderpump's like, I've made salad, caviar, cakes, flowers, a table, a horsey, a light inside of a light. It's magic.
Yeah. She's also wearing a dress that seems to say, I'm still in mourning, but I also want to pretend I'm in a bordello.
Mourning bordello headband. That's what I'm wearing. So Lala and Katie come over, and Lala's in one of those little dresses that you are naked in, and it laces up on the sides, so you can see
it looks like flesh
on the sides. Ooh.
It looks basically like she took a plastic grocery store bag and cut a hole in it for her head and two holes for her, like, and just sort of like draped it over her body and then tied it up along the sides.
Fashion.
And then she was also carrying the world's largest Chanel bag, like an unnecessarily large Chanel bag. And you see Katie has this tiny little bag, and then Lala's is essentially a canoe that says Chanel on it, draped on her shoulder.
Yeah, Lala's basically dressed how I'm going to need to dress after this quarantine. Like, I'm just going to have to split everything up against the sides and just, like, put shoelaces on it up it so I can just continue to expand while Old Navy is closed.
Yeah, I mean, we should have realized that pandemic was coming because she's essentially wearing a face mask, right? Like, it's just, like, fabric and ties.
Yeah. So they come over, and Vanderpump, of course, is like, what are you wearing around my husband? Are you seriously wearing that? Is there nothing under there? And she flashes her little butt, and you just, the flesh Roomba's right behind him. He's like, it's on the upstairs, darling. Hello, Lala.
So everyone's like, then we see like clips of everyone being like, oh my God, did you see that Stassi and Bo got engaged? Wow. So they're all excited. Everyone's talking. And then Katie texted everyone and let them know that there was going to be this party at Lisa's house. And but because of the big fight that Stassi got in with Kristen last night, Kristen is now officially not invited.
And Vanderpump's like, oh, I feel bad for Kristen. And Lala says, this is like the second friend's engagement she's missing. And at some point, she has to look in the mirror and be like, what am I doing?
That's what I say to you, Lala, every time you get your lips filled.
Yeah. What is she doing? Not flying her friends around on private jets in order to buy their friend jet, possibly. Okay.
Yeah.
And I hate that she adds the Bachelor K now at the end of all of her words. It's making me crazy. It's like, I get it, you know?
Harry, what am I doing?
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a crap and
Hello, podcast listener. Looking for a short podcast that's fun, upbeat, and that talks about love and dating during quarantine in a way that makes you smile? Well, we recommend checking out Love on Lockdown, a podcast by Match. Tune in for love. You can listen to Love on Lockdown wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Love on Lockdown by Match.
With an Now TV Sky Cinema Pass, you can start streaming the best movies around. From brand new blockbusters like Rocketman and The Lion King to all-time favourites, including the Harry Potter collection. Whatever you feel like watching, we've got you covered, all with no contract. To start your 7-day free trial today, search Now TV. 18 plus new customers only. Auto renews at $11.99 per month unless cancelled. Cancel at any time. Terms apply.
Commercial.
Well, I can tell you what Kristen's doing. She's clearly ordering everything off of Amazon Prime. She was hoarding before hoarding became cool, because she, like she is putting Catherine Dennis to shame, because we go over to Kristen's house and there is just like an enormous stack of Amazon packages. I'm like, you're not even on Summer House. Why do you have so many boxes?
And she's like, Stassi and I used to tell each other everything, and to find out on social media sucks. And when there's an engagement party, so since she didn't call or text me, chances are I'm not invited.
I'm going to spend my entire night swiveling my shoulder forward and backward, and be like, seriously, it's over. Seriously, it's over. So then Lala calls her. I don't even know why Lala's calling her. I don't understand this, but she calls.
Rub it in. Lala's calling to rub it in.
Well, it's like to rub it in, but it's all, like, I think that like she also wants to somehow be viewed as the nice person here, as the one who's going to let her down easy, you know, because it's the right thing to do. But it's really just like an obnoxious thing to do. And so she calls up Chris and she's like, hi, Skisco. Hi, how's it going? And Chris is like, I already know they got engaged. I already know there's an engagement party and I already know I'm not welcome there. So, caw-caw.
Yeah. And she's like, well, Lisa even thought you were going to come, but last night things went so far to the left. And she's like, what? Because I asked, you know, Bo if he was still my friend. She's like, that is such a weird question to ask, caw-caw. She's like, why? I've known him for 4 years. Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, what is the point of calling someone to say, listen, you were going to be invited until last night. So, but now you're not invited. Who does that? Who calls someone to tell them that?
Lala logic. She's like, well, I don't see 30-year-olds ask each other that question that often. What are you talking about the maturity of fucking people, Lala? You're dating like some 50-year-olds.
Yeah, you know what I don't see a lot? I don't see a lot of 46-year-olds ordering 2 fried chicken sandwiches, hold the bread, at a fancy restaurant. I don't see that happening a lot.
Oh, God, only because I don't eat chicken.
But that's only because when you're 46, you just stop dreaming. That's why. you don't have ambition anymore. Good for you, Randall. But the thing is this, though. Like, what is Lala talking about? I don't see many 36-year-olds doing that. Like, is her sample size this show? Because not a lot of people in the age range depicted on this show do the things that people do on this show.
Yeah, how many 36-year-olds do you see kicking each other out of parties because they don't like that they're talking to their boyfriend? Like, give me a break.
Yeah.
So Kristen's like, okay, but he texts me, and then when Stassi's around, he doesn't talk to me. She's like, that is his now fiancé, Kristen. I hate when people do that. They're like, she's pregnant. You can't say anything to her. She is pregnant. You can't say anything to them because they're engaged now. What the fuck kind of rule is that? A dick's a dick.
I know.
Okay.
It's so stupid. So Kristen's like, are you calling to argue with me? And Lala's like, I'm calling to see how you're feeling.
She's like, but you don't care. Oh, that's the thing. She's like, okay, bye now, Kristen. Gawk. She goes, she's so annoying.
She's so annoying. It's like, you're the one who called her. You poked the bear, the Kristen bear. You know?
You're stupid. So, you're still stupid. Okay, hey, this week, here's the judgment for this week. You're still stupid, Lala. The end.
It's a fesh.
That's how I feel when we were.
So now we go to a scene of Stassi and Bo driving down Fountain Avenue. I literally spent this scene focusing more on the streets outside their car. I was like, I think they're in Santa Monica. Now they're on Fountain. Now they're on Sunset. Wait a second. They're back on Fountain. There's continuity issues. But that's really what we're dealing with here.
So they call her dad. And he's like, wow. Not great. Well, this is good. Great calling you, dad. Thanks for the support. He's like, awesome. Oh, I just hiccuped because I'm drinking club soda. Sorry for the hiccup, everybody. But guess what?
I'm sorry because I just banged my microphone.
Well, I'm sorry for Ben banging his microphone while I hiccuped.
Yeah, well, I only did it because you hiccuped, so it's your fault.
God, I hate hiccups.
Yeah, they're annoying.
Okay.
So anyway, so they're just they're driving to Lisa's, and Carter texts Bo and was like, don't forget to thank Kristen for hooking you guys up because she made it happen, and now you and Stassi treat her like shit. That's some cold-blooded shit right there. Also, can I have $5? Thanks in advance.
Exactly. And they spend the rest of this episode like, why would Carter even be so mad about it? He's just trying to get on Chris's good side. Because it also means that Carter has been cut out of this party. That's why.
Yeah.
And Carter is like the biggest hanger-on ever. So
yeah, Carter needs to be on Kristen's good side because otherwise, how is he going to get his oatmeal?
Yeah. And when they get the text, Stassi's like, are you kidding me? Send that to me right now. Send it to me. Send it to me right now.
She's like, I just got engaged, and my first order of business is to text Kristen and say thank you. This is why I don't like them.
This is my fucking drive to my fucking engagement party.
Oh, she is. I am actually like really into how much of a monster Stassi's already being about being engaged. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's going to be so good.
She's embracing it. Totally. So Schwartz, okay, so everybody starts arriving at Villa Rosa. We just see a little scene of Schwartz walking in alone going, Bubba?
Yeah, Bubba? He just walks in going, Bubba. And then everyone else shows up, and Brittany's like, oh, she never gets old. Coming in here, I feel like a princess in a fairy tale. Yeah, I'm engaged.
Tom Sandoval's like, whoa, look at that turtle. He's just chilling there. And Ariana's like, oh, that's Ken. So then they go in, and Ariana's like, Schwartz, I didn't eat all day because I was so excited for your 7-course meal. What the fuck? Because apparently he told this big elaborate lie to get everybody there without ruining the surprise. And he's like, I'm making a 7-course meal. Well, you guys are idiots if you really believe that's true. Have we ever seen him cook one thing?
Actually, yes, he cooked steaks. He apparently is a good cook, but he remember cooked steaks. Butts.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, and I think they did some of the menu tasting stuff for Tom too, right? Or was that just drinks?
I just like how like the most successful, competent thing he's ever done is tell an elaborate lie about a 7-course meal. He's like, oh yeah, it's gonna be an Ethiopian dish with some bear seasoning and cast iron skillets, little miniature ones for everyone, and then some fresh homemade sourdough rolls. The starter was actually started 5 years ago in Oregon, so it's an Oregon-based artisan bread. I was like, damn, that sounds delicious. I'm like, why is this the only thing he's good at is very elaborate cooking lies.
Yeah. Well, people who don't do anything have more time, you know.
That's true.
To think of things. Like, wow, gosh, I would do something so great with little tiny skillets.
Tiny skillets.
So then Schwartz, you know, whatever. It's wacky. So then Vanderpump is like, all right, now listen. This is a surprise party. So here's what's going to happen. You people need to hide, because then Stassi and Bo will be coming across that bridge. And when they come, they won't know that anybody's here. And then I'll say, come out. And then you'll come out and you'll say, surprise. And that is what constitutes a surprise party. I'm glad you all have me here.
It's a little trick I learned when I was an apprentice for magic school. Surprise. So, Stassi and Bo arrive, and Lisa looks at Stassi's ring, and she's like, oh, darling, it's beautiful for a poor person. Looks wonderful. Oh, and by the way, you thought this was a surprise, but guess what? There's more! And then her whole family steps out, and it basically was like the Amazing Race Family Edition reunion that I've been waiting for about 15 years, so I was happy.
Nikolai just comes out and goes, surprise.
Surprise, we bought you a 4-person bicycle that we can ride around as a family again and get eliminated on the Amazing Race afterwards.
Yeah, and Stassi's like, oh my god, this is so touching. And Vanderpump says, darling, I've also got a dress for you if you'd like to change. I mean, you look gorgeous, but if you'd like to change, darling, you know, these pictures are going to go on everyone's Instagram, darling. It could reflect on me, so...
Yes, this is a dress I was originally going to give to Pandora, but I think it'll look better than you. Let me ask you something. Do you like tiny little capelets and baby doll dresses? Yes, they're perfect.
So Katie's like, yeah, who cares? I'm not.
Katie's like, I thought you were going to wear your ghost outfit.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay, that's down there. I was like, wow, you look so nice. It's like, why am I writing this down?
Yeah, she's like, I thought you were going to wear a ghost outfit. And Katie explains that a ghost outfit is the outfit that you would wear as a ghost, which is kind of funny to me.
Yeah, I love that. Like, I watched a show with a ghost in it, and she was like, god damn it, why did I have to get stuck in this? It was like some boring outfit. She never looked cute.
That makes me mad that to think that even as a ghost, I have to worry about how I dress. I'm like, damn it. And then Jax, like Jax and Sandoval and Schwartz are like talking to Bo, and Jax is like, welcome to the club, bro. I'm like, oh, I hate the way that Jax and Brittany really have like seized this, you know, aspect of being married and just like really are riding it as far as they can. Of course, Jax is the first person to say, welcome to the club. You know? It's like, yes, we get it. You're married.
Yeah. And then Stassi is talking to the girls, and she's like, oh, my God, I was wondering why you guys were being so nice to Beau last night. Like, what the fuck? And Lala was like, yeah. I was like, tonight you need to give him a pass. Stassi.
So then Lisa comes out with plates, and she gives a plate to Stassi, and she goes, oh, Stassi, I don't know how this happened, that I wound up waiting on you. Oh, comedy.
Get it? Oh, this is the service you should have given all of our customers when you had the chance. Get it times two. That is called a get it squared.
She is fabulous, though. You know, I know a lot of people, I know Vanderpump has a lot of haters these days, but how many places do you go where you get little individual cheese boards? I mean, come on.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. And of course, Brittany is so jealous. You know, sweet, sweet Brittany, her real side comes out. She's like, you know, after our engagement, JX had a little surprise party in our apartment that Lisa came to, which was cool and all, but if we had done it at Villa Rosa instead of our apartment, I would have been fine with that. I would have been fine.
I'm sure you would have, lady who showed up to a job interview in underwear.
Yeah, now this is like, now like her perfect wedding, her perfect engagement, all that stuff is now starting to fall apart for her. She's realizing that other people have had it a little bit better, and now the world is crumbling. And it's, you know what, it's like, now she's gonna pivot fully into baby making. She needs that baby to distract away.
Yeah,
the feelings.
Birth your feelings, Brittany. Birth your feelings. Yeah. So cheers, everybody. So everybody's eating, and Ariana's like, oh my God, Tom, this is supposed to be Kristen's seat. I can't get through this without hearing imaginary uggs.
Seriously, she's like, I can just feel her energy. Like, you know, she's saying that she can't hear. She's complaining about her tiny eardrums, saying things like, what are they saying? Like, I just feel her. And they just keep showing this footage of Kristen at the table. They're like intercutting it with her being like, seriously, what'd you say? I have tiny eardrums. I can't hear. What'd you say?
Falling down. Just being Kristen. This show needed
Knocking
Kristen.
Knocking over bread baskets.
This needed Kristen at the table. And I don't care if it's to start shit. What do you think you're on? National Geographic? Of course she was there. We need her to start shit. I wanted exactly. Kristen to be there and like start sending Beau texts across the table just to watch it go, you know, go haywire. So Brittany's like, oh my God, I can't believe Carter texted on the day they got in. Yeah. It's less fun when I do it for you.
And then Sheena is talking to Nikolai and she's like, so what do you think about Beau? And he's like, he's fine. Okay. And you're tall. I can't believe how tall you are. He's like, yeah. You have a girlfriend?
You have a girlfriend? Oh my God, you're even going to be taller than Beau. Do you have a girlfriend? What's that like? You in high school? What's high school like?
She's like, Jesus Christ, lady. And then they cut to Sheena telling us,
I mean, 21 is the youngest I think I would hook up with. Yeah, I don't want to date younger than that.
They're so cold to Sheena. Why are you trying to rape a child?
I know, that's what I was thinking. I was like, this interview was probably dredged up from 2 years ago, and they just spliced it in there to make her look like she is a predator.
Yeah, and she's like, oh my God, like, look at us. Like, you were so little last time I saw you, now we're eye level. Do you have an Apple Watch? They're really great. Like,
okay. Have you ever played Scattergores?
What do you think of enchiladas? I was like, okay, maybe they were onto something.
So now we go back over to, unless you want to discuss Beau saying, I'm engaged.
No,
so that's what
but I did think it was funny that Jax was going to text Carter back, like some nasty text to stand up for Stassi, because Jax is just so chivalrous, you know. And they're like, no, dude, you don't have to do that. And he's like, well, I know why Carter really texted. He just wants to get some Kristen points, make it look like he was standing up for Kristen. I'm not falling for that shit.
Yeah. Says the guy who is, like, the king of getting Britney points. Like, in fact, that entire wedding was nothing but Britney points. No. He's just storing up that capital so that way he can cheat again. He's, like, filling up his tank, cheat tank.
And then we find out that Brett is a no-worries waiter. I hate no-worries waiters, okay? No-worries waiters are those people who bring your food, and then you go, thank you, and they go, no worries. Ew! I hate that!
Also, like, you know that if Brett really had full freedom, he would be a kneeling waiter, too.
Yeah. Have we not seen him kneel yet? He's totally a kneeling waiter.
Not yet, but I'm sure he's a guaranteed kneeling at your table waiter.
Guaranteed kneeling waiter. Yeah. He's a no worries kneeling waiter.
No worries kneeling waiter. And he probably also like volunteers his favorite dishes before you even like ask. He's like, any questions about the menu? I have to say, I love the iceberg lettuce. It's so good. Like, thanks. I didn't ask for your opinion.
Yeah. So then out at the smoking dumpster, Charlie is hanging out with Dana and Raquel. And Dana's like, so how's everything going? And Charlie goes, you know, who says I still haven't had the pasta here?
Charlie.
Oh, Charlie says I still haven't had the pasta here. And she's Dana goes, don't. It's a slippery slope. And she goes, well, I finally had spaghetti for the first time the other day at Olive Garden.
Yeah. She's like, I barely tried it. Like, I like that her arc really is about pasta.
This is a fucking show. See, so you gotta still love this show for what it is. I mean, you this do. Is still essentially what the show is.
So Brett comes outside, and then pretty much half the girls are like, bye. And he's like, what? Is it me? Is it my body odor? I'm like, no, but I'm assuming it's just an immense amount of Axe body spray, and we know you use it because you said so when you guys were throwing axes. So yeah. Anyway.
So Dana tells him, yeah, when I walked in, it was really weird vibes with Max at that party. But Max was, right, you know, look, I just wish I met you before Max because he's a kid and you're like a man. Like, we have deep conversations.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, you just understand me in regards to what I'm feeling. Know what I mean? No worries. Mind if I kneel down over here?
No worries. You know what's in my heart. Know what I mean? No worries.
Yeah. Dana's like, yeah, Brett's a fucking man. When Brett hugs me, I feel like I'm being embraced by a man. When Max hugs me, I'm afraid I'll break his arms, you know?
And she's like, yeah, and he's just going to be onto the next shiny thing. And Brett says, yeah, he's like one of those guys who's like fishing, but with like one of those blanket things. And then he takes all the fish. And she's like, yeah, he's overfishing. He's like, overfishing, yeah!
It's like one of those men who fishes, you know, fishermen. Yeah, I love that idea.
So then waking up in the morning, Stassi is already staring at her ring and her dog's on her pillow above her head. She's like, kiss it, you fucking bitch, you're out of this wedding.
She is fully on a power trip, making her dogs kiss her ring. Like, it's kind of amazing, right? And she's like, I want a small, intimate, romantic wedding in Italy, okay? And Bo is like, can we just like have a moment to just like enjoy this moment before we do all think about that? Let's just enjoy this moment. She goes, well, part of enjoying the engagement moment is planning, okay? Anyway, I ordered you a tux. It's over there in the corner.
Yeah. She's like, the second this ring went on my finger, I turned into a terrorist.
Yeah.
So he's like, come on. And he's like, who are you right now? She says, I'm a bright demon.
Yeah. So then we go over to Kristen's house, and we see she has put out a welcome mat that says, have the best day ever, period.
Yeah. No, it says, have the best day ever. With a period at the end.
With a period. Yeah. That's what I'm trying to inflect.
No, so that's, have the best day ever is like an exclamation point at the end.
That's true. This is more like, have the best day ever. Seriously.
So Jax and Brittany come over with a lawnmower. And Brittany's like, are you excited to cut her yard? And Jax tells us, I love cutting grass. Because my dad liked it. I'm like, okay. All right.
I thought Jax's odd like love of mowing lawns was the first enduring thing that he has exhibited in like 4 years on this show.
Well, certainly like, the first useful thing he's exhibited.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, it was kind of cute, I thought, that he just like loves mowing lawns.
Well,
also kind of psychotic because he's like, I love to line up the lines, you know? I'm like, okay, it's a little scary.
Yeah. One of the people on our Facebook was saying that in Australia, when you say I like cutting people's lawns, that means you like fucking your neighbor's wives.
Oh, well,
which makes much more sense, actually.
Yeah, that does make sense.
So Jax is all knowing about grass. He's like, well, she's got the wrong kind of grass out here. She needs Bermuda grass out here. She's got Kentucky long grass. This isn't gonna work. Like, what is going to happen when Jax just stops doing drugs? I'm like, this whole world is going to fall apart. Brittany's going to be like, Jax, I don't see her house anymore. Shut up.
Seriously. So so Brittany is talking to Chris and she's like, are you okay yesterday from and stuff, you know, from when like we all went to Lisa's house and then you weren't invited and then you were the only one who wasn't there, but like everyone else is there, but like not you, and like you weren't included again. So like it was just like another milestone that you missed. Are you okay from that and stuff?
No, I didn't want to be around anyone, and so I had Carter take the dog. I just don't want to be like, I don't want to bum out the dogs, all right? I don't want to bum them out. Want to bum out.
Yeah. Even when Kristen's like in an agitated state, because even when she said no, she's like, she couldn't even say no. She just says, no, I'm not okay.
You're supposed to bum your dog out. That's what they're there for. Like, everything a human does bums their dog out. Like, at first, yeah, you make them happy and you give them a treat and they're like, oh my God, that was amazing. But the second you stop petting them, they're like, why did you stop petting me? Do you hate me? I'll just sit over here while you don't pay me any attention. I'm going to pretend I'm ignoring you while I'm staring at you from this couch, not paying any attention to me. Are you having fun not paying any attention to me? Because I want to die. Oh, maybe I'll take a nap and keep one eye half open while I watch you not paying attention to me.
And if Kristen thinks that she hasn't been consistently bumming out her dogs all this time, then, you know, she's misguided. Okay, I don't think, like, sending them away from one night is going to relieve them from them being bummed out in her presence.
I know, now they're with Carter. Wow, you really did those dogs a favor.
Yeah, he's probably prostituting them out to get some cash.
Yeah, they're probably loading photography equipment into somebody's bug. So, Brittany's like, we didn't want you to find out like that, which is why I tagged you on Instagrams. And she's like, oh, you know what? Why? Why? Does it make it better when Lala calls me and says, you're not invited, and then hangs up on me? Because that's what she did. I'm like, why even call me? And then I cried and I called Carter. There, I did it. I called Carter. Okay, are you happy?
Yeah. And then Jax comes in because he brought like the wrong batteries for the mower. And so it died, which we actually saw happen, and he was like very crestfallen about it. And so he comes inside, like, yeah, the mower died. Kristen, Carter sent this text. This is what he said, and we think he's just doing it to get brownie points with you. And she's like, totally like, brownie points? Received and given out.
Yeah. She's like, that's the sweetest thing anybody's ever done for me. I swooned a little. Yeah.
So then we go over to a park to see this softball game. And Katie comes in with a great attitude. She's like, it's not that I've never played softball. It's that I hate this game.
This is what you do when you're married. You support your husband by standing around eating all the nuts and complaining. Okay?
Yeah.
So then we start playing softball, guys.
Yeah, everyone's wearing black. Lisa Vanderpump shows up to throw out the ceremonial first pitch. And what I loved about this is that Lisa was actually dressed almost identically to Mariah Carey in her iconic baseball pitch clip from when she was at a baseball game in Japan. I was like, wow, I loved Lisa's dedication to this Mariah moment. It was great.
How many times do I need to tell you I'm part of the gay community?
Yeah, so Lisa's like, well, when it comes to team building exercises, I'm on board. So, you know, it's kind of funny because it used to be that when Lisa would show up at these kind of events, I was like, okay, the producers made her show up. But I'm kind of getting the feeling like Lisa's really lonely now. Do you get that vibe? I feel bad for Lisa. I feel like she's like showing up at everything with like an excuse, like, well, normally I would not go to Rock and Riley's to celebrate Brett's new hangnail, but you know I want to be a supportive boss. I'm like, Lisa, you're bored and you're lonely right now. It's okay.
Yeah, she's not shooting with the other ladies now, so she's like, I better get on television. This sangria doesn't sell itself. No offense, Pandora.
Normally, I would never go to the movies with Stassi and Katie, but, you know, I like to encourage my former employees to have an active social life, so here I am. It's like, you wanted to go to movies with two gals, didn't
Normally,
you?
I don't just hang out behind mausoleums just in case someone shows up to propose to somebody, but here I am!
Normally, I don't walk around with extra battery packs for lawnmowers, but, you know, I want to encourage good lawn health for my friends.
Normally, I don't walk other people's dogs, but Kristen is so upset, little Pookie and Dookie. Walking around the valley. Where is this mystical place, anyway, that we are?
Normally, I don't deep fry chicken in mass, but sometimes
It's important for my former employer's fiancés to be well fed.
Would you like some ketchup with your extra fried chicken breast, sir? No worries.
It's like in every scene. No.
Just everything. He's just like,
look at me. Who would have thought that day would come when I'd be waiting on Lala and Randall? I can't believe it. When they've woken up in the morning and I'm already at their house ready to play.
Normally, I don't realize I'm a robot and shoot all of the humans in the room.
They're like, ma'am, who are you? This is Westworld. Could you please get off the screen? She's just showing up in completely different TV shows.
Normally, I do not encourage the creation of crystal meth and selling it in New Mexico, but I think it's important for aspiring students.
Normally, I wouldn't talk to a country troll.
They're like, ma'am, could you please get out of the trolls film?
Normally, I wouldn't want to sing a Whitney Houston song, but I do love to support Paula Abdul and Simon Cowell and Randy Jackson every now and then.
Now she's going back to Bass shows.
She's, well, American Idol is actually still happening, but she's not bringing back them, the old though. Judges.
She's on Golden Girls. Like, wait a minute.
Normally, I don't like to give out free coffee, especially to the same six people who are always sitting in my coffee shop, but I do love when people have such good friendships.
I hope no one minds I fired Garth. I've never really understood him. All right.
Normally, I don't just give out free psychiatric advice on the radio, but it's important for me that people get sound guidance in their lives.
Are you Dr. Laura now?
Fraser Crane, hello.
Oh, Fraser Crane. Sorry, I was like, now we're jumping into the radio.
How dare you go to Dr. Laura? We're talking about sitcoms and TV, and you take it to Dr. Laura when I give an easy Fraser reference.
Toss salads and scrambled Chilean sea bass. I said it again.
Normally, I don't do stand-up, but it's important for me to sometimes stand in front of a brick wall and say, what's the deal with answering machines, am I right? Mm-hmm.
So, then we find out some fascinating history. Sheena's like, I played softball, when I was a little kid through high school, and my great aunt Shirley was part of the Rockford Peaches, and the movie A League of Their Own was actually based on that film. So, yes, and I can pitch with these nails pretty darn good, by the way, boys.
The connection of A League of Their Own to Vanderpump Rules at that moment was a little bit too much for me to process. I was like, "This no, stop."
I didn't believe it. I looked that shit up, and it's true.
Sheena's great aunt was on the
Rockford That's Peaches. Amazing. Her great aunt Shirley was a Rockford Peach, and her aunt Dee is into crop tops. Like, come on, guys.
It is unbelievable. Okay, there's no crying in waitressing.
This used to be my playground.
This used to be the place. Okay.
Okay, that.
That would be her version of it, by the way. Just her singing the second lyric and just stopping and saying, okay.
This used to be my playground. Normally, I don't sing Madonna, darling, but I've...
Normally, I don't play baseball, but given that it's wartime and Gina Davis is such a good player, I thought I'd just hang out with Rosie and Madge in the outfield here for a moment.
Great Aunt Shirley's like, could you please get out of League of Our Own? That would be great. So Schwartz is batting, and Katie is, he's telling Katie, he's like, Bubba, go up and bat, Bubba. Bubba bat. Go back, Bubba. She's like, no, I just want more sunflower seeds. Katie is doing what I've always done at baseball games. I would only go with my dad when it was 10-cent hot dog night at the Diablos in El Paso, and I would sit there and binge the entire day. It's like, you're not pulling me anywhere with that 10-cent hot dogs.
10 cents. I had flashbacks of when I actually was on a softball team out here in LA, which I know is pretty shocking to most people that I was on a softball team. But I was, and I actually did not enjoy any moment of it, and I was so bad. And one time I finally got, like, a double or something, and I got onto base, and I got onto second base, and I was so excited, I started jumping up and down. But while I was jumping up and down, I drifted off of the base, and then they tagged me, and I got out.
Oh, and I never celebrated again.
And to this day, I shall not play softball.
So James goes over to sit next to Katie, and he's like, how are you? She's all energetic now, and she's like, I'm bored. What do you want? What do you want, string bean? He's like, well, I was very surprised that they asked me to play. And she goes, me too. He's like, well, I just want you to know I haven't had a drink in over a month, and I've been thinking about how I was treating people, and, you know, I just want to apologize for, I don't know, I guess everything I've ever said before.
Then we get clips of him being like, wait, are you pregnant? Hey, those shorts aren't working for you. Lose some weight, honey.
Yeah. And she's like, this is the last apology, okay? Because I've heard this before. And he's like, oh, it is the last. And seriously, I'm sorry, Katie. And she's like, I'm not cold-blooded. I mean, he spent time thinking about the things he said, and he's done, and people are mean to me on Twitter about it, and so I'm done with it.
Yeah, plus, what if he has a private jet? I don't know, there could be a lot of upside. So then we find out that Charlie was also a big softball player, which is pretty surprising, and she's like, I'm very competitive, probably because I didn't have a dad growing up, and then she just starts laughing, she goes, I'm just fucking with you. Which is great. And then Brett gets up to the plate, and someone yells, hey, vegan Brett, you're trash. I was like, that's the spirit.
He's like, I'm going to make you so proud, Lisa. She's like, oh, Brett, you don't need to impress me. Keep it up, hotness.
Keep it up. So then Tom Sandoval becomes basically a softball Nazi, and he's like, dude, no bunting, dude, no leadoffs, dude, no, grab the ball, throw the ball, grab the ball, dude.
And Jax is like, there's no way Tom Sandoval knows enough about softball to be a rules police, says the guy who brings over a broken lawnmower. Shut up, Jax.
Yeah. He's like, he's such a baby. Such a baby. Never seen such a big baby in my life. I'm like, He goes, I wouldn't change anyone on my team for you. I wouldn't change anyone. I wouldn't even change Raquel. No offense, Raquel. She's like, what did I do?
She goes, people don't understand the competitive nature until they've been on the pageant circuit.
So then we see her at bat, and she hits, and then she's, like, not sure what to do next, so she sort of, like, gingerly puts the bat down, and it's like, run, Raquel, you could do it, you could do it. So then she starts doing ballet leaps, or soda shot, as I was told they're called. She's just, like, doing these, like, nutcracker jumps, jetés to the base. I was like, sweet, sweet Raquel.
And she's like, still think I'm not worth training, dick. So, let's see who loses. It is Tom and Ariana's team. Tom Tom loses. They're down. They're dead. They're done for. They're finished.
They are, which means they have to clean the Tom Tom bathrooms. And then Ariana is so mad, she like takes the bat and she throws it into the ground, but it bounces back and hits her right in the face. And her face is just all bleeding.
That is so us. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that brings us to the end. Anything.
Yeah. And yeah, and that's the end. I was like, okay, all right. So that's the end of the show.
That was episode 17. Now, I think they would have done 24 with reunion. So that would be 4 more episodes left. 18. 19.
Until the next 10 episodes. Because they also have to play kickball, volleyball, relay race, field day, and volunteer. Yeah, doggy volunteer day. So, yeah, we got some good content coming our way.
All right, everybody. Thanks for being here. We will be back tomorrow with a video recap of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.